unsanitary and inhumane. Those words have been used to describe the scene inside the Cook County Morgue in Chicago. Until this week, the medical examiner's office was so far behind in burying the indigent and destitute, the bodies had actually been stacked on top of each other. NPR's David Shaper has our story from Chicago.
Standing outside of the Cook County Medical Examiner's office, Peggy Hudgens-Wilkins is distraught.
My brother passed away October the 8th.
Raymond Hudgens died of a heart attack at the age of 59.
My brother is still here as we speak at the Cook County Morgue.
4 months after he died, the body awaits indigent burial. Hudgens-Wilkins says the family cannot afford a funeral. But the county won't tell her when Raymond might be laid to rest, nor has she been allowed to view his body. And conditions inside of the morgue were shocking. A whistleblower took photographs of the grisly scene to the media. They showed bodies wrapped in blue tarps stacked on top of one another along a wall, and blood and other fluids pooling on the floor. The chief medical examiner has acknowledged a backlog of indigent burials, and she blamed state budget cuts that eliminated funding for the program last summer. But Illinois lawmakers have since restored the funding. And one official says as of last week, 363 bodies were still in the morgue's cooler designed to hold 300. And the backlog isn't the only problem.
Our situation is that our brother, he passed away December 29th.
Sheila Hostetler is talking about 54-year-old Brian Warren, one of 12 siblings in a tight-knit family. Another sister had just dropped him off at his Chicago home after church that night and driven away when Brian suffered a massive heart attack. He was rushed to a hospital and pronounced dead, then sent to the morgue along with his ID and his cell phone. But Hostetler says at the time she and her siblings had no idea what had happened to Brian, only that he was missing.
And we did all kind of canvassing. We called the police station. We called hospitals. We called the morgue numerous times looking for him. And the times when we were calling, the morgue said they didn't have him.
For more than 2 weeks, Brian Warren's family thought he still might be alive when he was really at the morgue the entire time. Even when the family found the hospital, which sent him to the morgue still said he wasn't there. It took days for the morgue to finally locate the body so Warren's family could have his funeral.
It's an unimaginable pain what these families have gone through.
Reverend Marshall Hatch is pastor of Chicago's New Mount Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church.
And the people, I mean, they need to be held responsible and accountable.
Hatch is part of a group of Chicago ministers who met yesterday with Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. Last week, Preckwinkle announced sweeping changes at the medical examiner's office. But Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says management problems extend beyond the morgue. Last year, he found conditions at the cemetery where the indigent and unidentified are buried to be a disgrace.
Literally, a large hole was dug at different times and people's bodies were virtually dumped into it. There was no markings, there was no ability to find anybody.
Dart says that made it nearly impossible for his investigators to reopen cold cases.
From the law enforcement standpoint, we cringe because our ability to find things is beyond compromise. You can't find anything out there. But then from the human side of it, you know, these were real people. And to think that this is how this county looks at them, that we really don't treat them much differently than how we dispose of waste, this is horrible.
The medical examiner's office has since changed burial procedures, and Sheriff Dart says they're now done properly. And the medical examiner's office is now close to catching up on its backlog. With two recent mass burials, officials say the morgue is no longer over capacity. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.